From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. If you park in Eureka and get a ticket, that ticket will have a new look starting Monday. Eureka Police Parking Enforcement will implement tickets printed from an electronic handheld device instead of handwritten tickets. The upgrade, the next phase of a process to modernize the parking section. Currently, the device will only be utilized by parking enforcement staff. Patrol officers will continue to utilize yellow handwritten tickets. Tickets can be paid online the same day the ticket is issued through the parking website paymycite.com/Eureka. As always, fees can be paid in person as well and over the phone. Humboldt County Roads and California State Parks will start digging the inlet side of the filled culvert by Saturday, November 16th. They'll be putting in a one-lane closure at the site. This is on Whitmore Grove. It's a one-lane closure, not a full road closure. They're hoping that they can perform a fix of the culvert by removing the first 35 feet of pipe that's collapsed, putting concrete in the bottom of the remaining 75 feet, adding a new piece of culvert to that first section, and then installing a liner throughout the entire pipe. If the option goes as planned, they'd only have to keep one lane closed in Whitmore Grove. If that doesn't work, they'd have to go to a Plan B, a full road closure, for about 10 days. Humboldt County and Del Norte County Resource Advisory Committees are looking for proposals for natural resource improvement projects that benefit the National Forest System lands and local communities. Each RAC has 9 to 15 members representing diverse interests related to public land management. About $64,000 is expected to be available for RAC-approved projects in Humboldt County, $169,000 for Del Norte County. Well, it was 32 feet across, a giant among the redwoods, and in 1896, the Fieldbrook giant, as it was known, was cut down. But all this time later, the tree's finding new life in Humboldt County after five clones of the tree are back in the area. Freshwater resident Steve Degatti learned of their existence, according to the Redwood Times, and reached out to nonprofit Archangel Ancient Tree Archive. He said he emphasized to the company that the tree needed to come back to Humboldt County, and for the first time was able to get five clones of it. In terms of where the clones will be used, one will be planted in freshwater. Yet another will go to Fieldbrook for planting. A third was given just this week to the Blue Ox Millworks and Historic Village. And the fate of the other two trees is still undecided at this point. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.